It's current state here on WKAR. Welcome back. Meridian Township voters decide a number of important elected officials on November the 8th. The treasurer's contest is especially interesting. Incumbent Democrat Julie Brixey has been a supporter of CATA's bus rapid transit proposal. The plan has drawn sharp criticism in the township, with the Board of Trustees deciding to formally oppose it. Brixey's opponent, Eric Lindquist, is a BRT opponent and not running as a Republican or a Democrat. To make matters more interesting, Lindquist is a former CATA official. I've spoken with both candidates in recent days. I first asked challenger Eric Lindquist why residents should cast their votes for him.
Well, I'm an individual with 34 years of experience in the accounting profession. I've been in a variety of industries, and one thing that I think brings more value to the table is the fact that I'm also a certified fraud examiner and an accounting professor. I've been involved in a lot of statement analysis and working with my clients in internal control issues and fraud examinations, where I'm looking for anomalies and looking for issues that might be revealing as to how the operation is run and how it could be run better.
You're an opponent of CATA's bus rapid transit plan. Why?
Well, the BRT is something I learned about first when I started at CATA in 2014. And my first gut check when I saw the plan was it seemed like an awful lot of money to spend for just a few minutes of savings between the Capitol and Meridian Township, and actually Meridian Mall. When I started to see the studies in April of this year, after I left CAD and started getting involved in the BRT movement that we've got here in Meridian Township, I started to review the studies more carefully. And the Utah study and the Portland, Oregon study didn't seem to really be a good match to what we've got here in Lansing, and those seem to be the biggest foundations for this project, to support it. And when people are saying that, well, it's going to bring development, they're using those studies to support that statement. I think that's probably a stretch. And when we have the other issues of the left turn issues in Meridian Township, the congestion in East Lansing that could be brought by reducing the lanes there and reducing the width of the lanes and the delivery trucks that come through there, I think we've got an awful lot of things that have to be worked out before it should be really brought forward. It's too soon. I think we should probably take more time with that. And when I've talked to people going door to door, the reaction I get from most citizens is that they would prefer to see something that is taking them on the mass transit lines to either the airport or to REO Town or to Old Town, and that going down the same Route 1 that we've got right now, essentially replacing Route 1 with a BRT, is not what they would consider an ideal, change for our mass transit system.
To what extent are you running because the incumbent, Julie Brixey, is a BRT supporter?
Well, I'd be kidding myself if I didn't think that that had something to do with it. When I was first considering running for this race, for the treasurer position, I was talking to the folks who are opposing the BRT here in Meridian Township, and they basically talked me into it in June. They said, why don't you run for treasurer? We could use your knowledge and your experience on the board, and we don't have that currently in their view. So when I contemplated that, thought about it, I went ahead and threw my hat in the ring. The BRT was more of a mechanism, I guess, or a way that I learned about the possible opportunity to run for treasurer. I've actually been thinking about it for some time. When I first went to one of the MABA meetings back probably around 2004, I met the treasurer of Meridian Township at that time, and I was feeling like I was meeting a kindred soul. Here's another accountant here working for the township, and it turns out that person wasn't an accountant either. And I thought, this is really odd that we don't have accountants or financial professionals in the treasurer's job in our township. And it's ever since that moment, I've started to study and think about how maybe I could throw my hat in the ring at some point and run for treasurer if I had the opportunity.
Do you consider the treasurer's race essentially a proxy vote on the BRT?
That's an interesting question, because when I'm talking to citizens, there are several issues that come to mind when they're talking to me, and one of them is the pension problem. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about that, I think, in the past. But the BRT is by and far the first and last thing that they want to talk about. They ask about it. They don't know about it. Particularly when I'm up in the Hazlitt neighborhoods, they are almost instantaneously opposed to it when I describe the cost of $15 million per mile and that it's going to save 10 to 15 minutes. And their initial reaction is much the same that I had many years ago, that it seems like it's an awful lot of money for not much result. So there is a certain amount of the BRT in our election. I think that there is a dividing line there between people who support it and who don't support it. And I've also seen that it's not even a Republican or a Democrat position or a progressive or conservative position. It's more of a financial perspective. And what is the actual application of funds going to do for our community? And it's more of a rational approach, I think. People who are opposing the BRT are not necessarily anti-progressives. They are simply putting a spotlight on the cost of the plan and the issues with the disabled and the blind and the left turns and the congestions that are anticipated, and they simply want to have answers to those questions, and it hasn't really been forthcoming. So it's a frustration for those people who consider themselves, you know, fairly progressive, maybe even liberal folks, who are being accused now of being not liberal or not progressive and trying to impede progress for our community when they're trying to do, frankly, the opposite.
A lot's been made of the opposition to the plan here in Meridian, but it's got a lot of supporters, too. What are you saying to voters who say they're not voting for you because of your opposition?
I would like to ask them to perhaps broaden their thinking on what we need in our mass transit system here. I'm not against public transportation. In fact, I'm very much in favor of it. I think we've got solutions to our various neighborhoods. If you consider Lansing, East Lansing, and Meridian Township as three distinct areas, we probably should be thinking about three distinct solutions for our mass transit. We have a whole different set of streets in East Lansing than we have in Meridian Township and downtown Lansing. So I think that if we were to look at the whole regional pie, if you will, we've got areas that aren't being served very well right now by public transportation and some that are being served pretty well, like the corridor, like this main street of Michigan that we talk about as being Michigan and Grand River Avenue. My opposition is not opposition to mass transit or public transportation. It's an opposition to a solution that I don't think is the right fit for our community. And I think we should have that conversation. What is the right fit?
That was Meridian Township Treasurer candidate Eric Lindquist. I also spoke with incumbent Treasurer Julie Brixey and asked why voters should re-elect her.
Well, I am a certified public funds investment manager and a certified Michigan municipal treasurer, and I've aggressively collected over $1.8 million of personal property taxes and delinquent taxes while I've been treasurer for the past eight years. I have 18 years of township experience, and I introduced electronic recurring payments for taxes, and I also introduced the acceptance of bridge cards at our farmers market for our residents who use bridge cards. And we now also accept Visa debit cards online for taxes.
You're a supporter of CATA's bus rapid transit plan. Summarize for us why the BRT plan is a good idea.
Well, I support public transit improvements in general, and I think everyone can agree that the Michigan Avenue Grand River Corridor is a congested mess at many different times during the day, and it's really unfriendly in Meridian to pedestrians and people with disabilities. Improvements to the corridor and to public transit could be accomplished through a bus rapid transit system. And recently, CATA has proposed a BRT and is in the process of applying for federal funding to receive grants to improve the system. In the BRT that's been proposed here in the Lansing region, travel times for bus riders would be reduced by 30%. Travel times for cars would also be reduced. Accessibility for residents with disabilities would be dramatically improved. Car accidents would be reduced, and pedestrians would be able to cross the street safely in places where they can't today, like, for example, over by Coral Gables, by Campus Hill Apartments, by Playmakers. Grand River Avenue is really unfriendly to pedestrians in Meridian Township. the corridor with a BRT would really be better able to accommodate the growth that our neighbors in East Lansing and Lansing have already approved, high-density apartments in the region. And how are we going to accommodate the traffic that's going to come from the Skyview Project, the Red Cedar Project, and other projects? So my position is that we could make these needed improvements to the corridor and benefit the entire region with a bus rapid transit system.
Has the opposition that the plan has generated here in Meridian Township led you to reassess your support at all?
Well, I've been concerned from the very beginning about something that the opposition has been mentioning, and that's the cutting out of the Frandorf Shopping Center. And I think that any BRT plan needs to include important destinations like Frandor, Meridian Mall, and Meyer.
Your opponent, Eric Lindquist, is an opponent of the BRT and a former CATA employee. My question is, do you view this election as a proxy vote on the BRT plan?
No, not at all. My opponent, currently a part-time teacher at LCC, only worked at CATA for 18 months. He isn't an engineer, and he didn't work on the design of the BRT. Frankly, people at the doors really appear to be a lot more concerned about the state of our roads, maintaining our excellent police, fire, and emergency medical services. The deer overpopulation concerns a lot of our residents, and the desire to see our quality of life maintained through keeping our schools excellent, our parks, our trails, and our preserves.
What are you saying to voters who say they're voting for Mr. Lindquist for this reason?
Well, I haven't ever had that question posed to me at the doors or on the campaign trail.
CATA has put several iterations or variations of this plan on the table for consideration. Is there one configuration you prefer?
I think that the three ideas that have been presented that would require a transfer to get from Meridian Township to parts of downtown East Lansing and downtown Lansing would be really, really detrimental to the township. We have a lot of people that are coming into the township from Lansing for jobs in our commercial sector, and we have a lot of residents that go from Meridian Township to campus and to different places in Lansing to go to work every day. So if we force them to take a transfer to make the trip and make the travel times longer, that's going to be a big negative. We'd be left with all of the traffic congestion and none of the benefits of the improved transit system or the considerable improvements to the infrastructure that are going to be made. 330,000 people a year get off and get on at Meridian Mall and Meyer, and the economic impacts of a longer transfer time that the travel time that a transfer would, you know, require for three of those plans would be significant, and I think would be really detrimental.
Is there anything else you'd like Meridian Township voters to know before they cast their vote for treasurer?
Sure. I guess I'd like to invite people to check out my website at www.juliebrixey.com and thank people for their consideration of me and invite them to look over my record. When I first started as Meridian Township Treasurer, we were entering the Great Recession. One of the things that I did was to voluntarily reduce my salary to help us get through that recession, and I'm still making less money today than when I started back in 2008. I think that people are in a much better place than they were then, and we have a great team at the township that is set in place to deal with the BRT and other challenges that we'll face in the future.
Meridian Township Treasurer Julie Brixey there. Before that, we heard from her challenger, Eric Lindquist. Besides treasurer, Meridian voters will decide on its next supervisor, park commissioner, and four township trustees on November the 8th.